In a wide-ranging press conference from Mar-a-Lago on Tuesday, President-elect Donald Trump touched on a bunch of topics, including a $20 billion foreign investment to build data centers in the U.S. He also discussed plans to revoke Biden's recent ban on offshore oil and natural gas drilling, as well as expansion strategies for the United States. Trump reiterated his goals of acquiring the Panama Canal, which has been under Panama's sole control since 1999, and Greenland, a territory of Denmark. Trump's son, Donald Trump Jr., is leading an American delegation currently in Greenland, though the country's prime minister said he is there as a private individual. The prime minister of Denmark, Mette Frederiksen, responded to Trump's remarks Tuesday, saying Greenland was not for sale. Greenlandic Prime Minister Muta Egede reiterated this point, saying, "Greenland belongs to the Greenlanders. Our future and fight for independence is our business." A reporter asked the president-elect if he could assure that he would not use any military force to take control of either the Panama Canal or Greenland. "I can assure you, you're talking about Panama and Greenland," Trump replied. "No, I can't assure you on either of those two, but I can say this. We need them for economic security. The Panama Canal was built for a military. I'm not going to commit to that now." In response to those remarks, the Prime Minister of Denmark called the United States its country's closest ally and did not believe the U.S. would use any force to secure Greenland. Panama's foreign minister repeated earlier comments from the country's president that the sovereignty of the Panama Canal is not negotiable. Trump also said he is looking to turn Canada into the 51st state, but said in that case he would not use military force to do so. "I'd use economic force because Canada and the United States, that would really be something," he said. "You get rid of that artificially drawn line and you take a look at what that looks like. It would also be much better for national security. Don't forget, we basically protect Canada." Outgoing Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau issued his response in a post on X saying, "There isn't a snowball's chance in hell that Canada would become part of the United States." The president-elect also spoke of one more geographical goal of his in the upcoming term, to rename the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America, saying it has a beautiful ring to it. Not long after his remarks, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene said she directed her staff to draft legislation for the name change.